De Kooning is so much a painter and so much a graphic artist, someone who worked on canvas and paper. So it actually is a real surprise to see him as a sculptor.
He had no formal training in sculpture, but de Kooning was the only one of the abstract expressionists to make sculptures of the human figure in bronze, a medium associated with an earlier artistic era.
This is the period of minimalist sculpture, and here is de Kooning working with the grotesque quality entirely his own. They have, of course, volume and solidity to them, but it's as if it's all skin. It's like the kind of scabby skin of a drying painting which has been pulled off and made into a sculpture.
To make the sculptures, de Kooning transferred large drawings onto sheets of plywood.
Parts that weren't working would be removed with a power saw, which would just take whole chunks off.
He attached metal rods and added clay to create the figure.
Then, of course, it all had to be kept wet. So the whole thing was very sloppy and slimy. And this was precisely at the time he was making very sloppy and slimy paintings. And so that these were very much the same methods as the making of imagery in the paintings. It's really the same sort of practice.